The schoolboy who reads this passage in the Green Book will believe two propositions. Firstly, that all sentences containing a predicate of value are statements about the emotional state of the speaker. And secondly, that all such statements are unimportant. It is true that Gaius and Titius have said neither of these things in so many words. They have treated only one particular predicate of value, sublime, as a word descriptive of the speaker's emotions. The pupils are left to do for themselves the work of extending the same treatment to all predicates of value, and no slightest obstacle to such extension is placed in their way. The authors may or may not desire the extension. They may never have given the question 5 minutes' serious thought in their lives. I'm not concerned with what they desired, but with the effect their book will certainly have on the schoolboy's mind. In the same way, they have not said that judgments of value are unimportant. Their words are that we appear to be saying something very important, when in reality we are only saying something about our own feelings. No schoolboy will be able to resist the suggestion brought to bear upon him by that word only. I do not mean, of course, that he will make any conscious inference from what he reads to a general philosophical theory that all values are subjective and trivial. The very power of Gaius and Titius depends on the fact that they are dealing with a